The fragile U.S. economy has been met with bank bailouts and stimulus plans. So what's to come in 2009? Joining me now to answer that question is Gerald Celente, founder and director of the Trends Research Institute. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure.
How would you define the economic trend that you have forecasted for 2009?
We're going to see an economic collapse, the likes of which the world has never seen before. And it's not only in the United States, it's going global. At the end of 2008, we saw Christmas sales, retail sales. Women's apparel down 23%. Home furnishings and electronics off 27%. Luxury items down 35%. These are Depression-era collapses. We saw major bankruptcies. Circuit City. We saw linens and things. One bankruptcy after another. Then we saw store closings. Starbucks, Home Depot. Down the line. The question becomes, who is going to take all of the vacant retail space? Who is going to rent it? The answer is nobody. Now we look at the financial collapse in 2008. You saw the Merrill Lynch mob go under, the Bear Stearns gang go out of business, the Lehman boys, they went bankrupt. You saw bond companies, brokerage firms, banks go belly up or bought out. Who's going to rent all the vacant commercial business space that they used to occupy? The answer is nobody. The commercial real estate collapse that's going to happen in 2009 is going to dwarf the residential real estate collapse.
You use the Great Depression as an analogy, as a comparison. During the Great Depression, unemployment was at 25%. Now it has increased. It's at, I think, over 7.2. Is that number going to get much, much bigger?
We have to look at the real number. There's two sets of books the government keeps. When they measure up unemployment, they don't add in the people who are no longer looking for jobs because they've become discouraged and can't find any after looking so long. And they don't include part-time workers. When you put that number into it, the number is 13.7%. And that's a government number. And this is just beginning. And again, current events form future trends. What did we see? We saw in one day 61,000 jobs evaporate off the map. You're going to see Great Depression numbers. Because as I'm mentioning with this real estate, commercial real estate collapse, all of these retail stores closing, Starbucks, Macy's, you go down the line, you look at not only the people that work for these places that no longer have jobs, but how about all the support industries, the advertising, the manufacturers of products that are going to be laying off people as well. We're going to see Great Depression numbers. And matter of fact, this is going to be worse than the Great Depression.
What are we going to see happening to the society, to people's day-to-day lives in terms of how they treat one another, how they behave, crime?
When I say it's going to be worse than the Great Depression, we call this the Greatest Depression. And by the way, to be using 1930s models to get us out of this is really stupid. Back then, when we first crashed, most people didn't own homes. There was no such thing as a home equity loan. And back then, people didn't have credit cards. The consumer wasn't $14 trillion in debt. We had a manufacturing base that built the world out of the Great Depression following World War II. We no longer have that. So now people are at the ends. They're stressed out. And look, the Americans are the most depressed nation in the world already. They take more antidepressant drugs than anybody, plus the other kind of drugs that they're taking. You're going to see crime levels in America that are going to rival that of a third world country. Welcome Mexico City. You're going to start seeing people being kidnapped in this country like they do in other underdeveloping nations. So it's going to be very violent in America.
You're not exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. The facts are there. I have a saying. When people lose everything, and they have nothing to lose, they lose it. You're going to see off with their heads. There's going to be another revolution in this country.
When will this revolution that you have forecasted in your Trends Journal happen, and what will ignite it?
It's going to be a tax revolt. We're going to start seeing a tax revolt in the United States. People are one job away from losing everything. We're seeing more and more foreclosures, people being laid off. People, they're stretched to the limits. And what are they doing? New York State, 130 new taxes they're proposing. They're raising sales taxes. There's going to be a tax revolt in this country from property taxes first and school taxes second. That's where we're going to start seeing it start to happen.
Do you feel people are not hopeful that Obama will make a difference?
People are hopeful, they're desperate, and they're fearful. And they'll hang on to anything. Let's look at the facts. A man of change. Who did he bring into Washington? You know, they say, by their deeds you shall know them. Let's look at his Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, former Robert Rubin retread from the Clinton administration, the former president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank. Change? How about Larry Summers, the former Clinton Secretary of the Treasury? And look what, I mean, I've been around a long time. I never remember a newly elected president bringing in basically the national security team from the last administration who happened to be from another party.
So you don't think Obama's different in any way?
By their deeds you shall know them. If I bring in a hitter that strikes out every time, and I want him to play in the World Series, is he going to hit the ball over the fence? They brought in Larry Summers, Timothy Geithner. Look at the crew. Look who they are. They're strikeout artists, every one of them. The only thing that they know how to do is not to get their fingernails dirty.
There was a sentence in your report, your Trends Journal, that really caught my attention. You wrote, on 9/11, those who listened to the authorities and returned to their offices went down with the towers. So are you saying that Americans should not be listening to the officials that are saying these stimulus plans are going to make everything better? Is that the analogy there?
Read my lips, no new taxes. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I smoked, but I didn't inhale. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Why would anybody believe these people?
So what are Americans supposed to do if they're not supposed to trust their leaders?
Personally, I buy gold. And we've been talking about gold since the Trends Journal's 2001. We pegged the bottom. We said it would start going up at 275. Number two, you don't spend a dime you don't need to spend.
What would be the good jobs to benefit from in this year?
Anything having to do with health. Anything. It's going to be a growth industry. Unfortunately, a lot of them aren't going to pay a lot of money in that field because a lot of it's going to be elder care. And the other thing really is anything having to do with conservation engineers. Anything that's going to prove technologically sound and smart to save money and to make money.
What about geopolitics? What trends are we going to see in terms of the relationship between the United States and the rest of the world?
Well, the rest of the world is very hopeful with the, using the word hope, with the Obama administration. And again, we're going to have to see what transpires. But so far, and again, by their deeds you shall know them. Obama, when he first started to run, he was going to be out of Iraq. As soon as he became president, he was going to start bringing soldiers home. And now that's out to 16 months. And now there are reports they're going to bring upwards to 40,000 more troops into Afghanistan. So it doesn't look like, and he's also talking about preemptive strikes into Pakistan. So it really doesn't look like there's going to be much of a smoothing of geopolitical relations.
This transition.
The one factor we're looking at a time that it could not be the worst time for this to happen is what's going on in the Middle East and the Israel-Gaza war. If Israel, as they said they were trying to do, as the reports have come out, if they attack Iran at any level, it will begin World War III. Because if this war spreads beyond Gaza, it's going to inflame the Middle East. It can cause an oil crisis, as we saw in 1973. That's what ended the Arab-Israeli war, when they embargoed oil going into the U.S. That's our major concern. We're also seeing, and we're going to wonder, if Obama continues with putting a missile, so-called missile defense shield, in Poland and the Czech Republic and Eastern Europe, and if they keep pushing more and more into Georgia. If that keeps happening, we're going to see a reignition of the Cold War.
You have been trendcasting since 1980, more than two decades. How do you compile your information, and why do you believe you've been so spot on most of the time?
Current events form future trends. You could see what's going on. The great scholar von Schiller said, in today already walks tomorrow. So we say current events form future trends. But when people look at the trends, they color them or shade them with their own ideology, their own belief. It's what they want, what they hope for, what they wish for. I'm a political atheist. I look at things for the way they are, not the way I want them to be. I don't color them or try to change them because of an ideology. The other major factor that we do differently at the Trends Research Institute than anywhere else is we look at over 300 different categories on a global basis. So when we're looking at economics, we're looking at politics. We're looking at changes in the family. We're looking at geopolitics. We're making connections between different fields continually.
How can America get out of this situation?
All you have to do is to look back to the 1990s when America entered into a recession. We had 7.2 unemployment rate in 1993. What got us out of the 90s recession was something called the Internet Revolution. It was a productive capacity. Products were invented, designed, manufactured, marketed, and serviced. So you're asking about new jobs, anything in alternative energies, anything that's going to advance us into the 21st century in an intelligent way. That's where the job opportunities are going to be.
Gerald Celente, founder of the Trends Research Institute, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, my pleasure.